From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Farrah Hutkins. Hollywood City Commissioners met yesterday to talk more about where to put a 911 radio tower. It's part of an upgrade to all of Broward County's emergency communication system. The system experienced problems during the shootings at the airport in Fort Lauderdale in 2017 and at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland last year. WLRN's Katie Switalski has the details outside of Hollywood City Hall.
The experts for Hollywood and Broward County don't agree on a site for the new 911 radio tower. So those experts are going to choose a third-party expert to break the impasse. The dispute's been going on for the last 9 months over whether the tower should go up in Westlake Park, a nature preserve close to a neighborhood, or if antennas should be installed instead on top of an apartment building in Hollywood called the Cirque. Today, Hollywood City Commissioners reviewed what key terms they want to be included in an agreement with Broward County going forward. The city also directed its staff to start negotiating that agreement. The tower will be the last of 16 to be installed around the county before Broward can have a long-awaited upgrade to its entire emergency radio system. Next week, both Hollywood and Broward County have to vote on the agreement to move forward with the new site selection process.
Three Tampa Bay area communities will share almost $1 million in grants from the Environmental Protection Agency. The announcement was made at a ceremony in Tampa yesterday. WUSF's Carrie Pinkert has more.
Brooksville Mayor William Kemmerer was delighted that his small Hernando County city of 8,000 was selected by the EPA. He said the $300,000 will go toward ensuring the southwest entryway into the city is safe, as this area may contain buried gas tanks.
This will now provide us with the opportunity to go in there and evaluate the entire area, understand what is underneath the ground, what contamination may or may not be there. And then I think the city has reached a point now we'll begin to form public-private partnerships with the landowners.
The Lehman community in Pinellas County and the university area in Tampa will also receive $300,000 each to go toward cleaning contaminated properties. Officials say they hope some of the money will go toward affordable housing. I'm Carrie Pinkert in Tampa.
This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins.